somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week at least, how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? Very interesting question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, you can't sit and watch the show, you would love to, but, you know, like, I got to go and I got to go and do whatever it is. You can podcast the show, and you can listen still on your phone as you move it about by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is whatever is on your mind, Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Welcome to the circus.
This is the moment a homemade bomb was ignited.
That's bad. That's very bad.
A New York City college professor has been placed on leave after a hot mic moment during a public school meeting.
Like, if you train a black person well enough, they'll know to use the back. You don't have to tell them anymore.
Allison Friedman, what you're saying is absolutely hearable.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Was set on fire last night. And while police have one person in custody, they're looking for at least two more.
You know, people need the church.
Thanks, next week. I am asking that all church members bring a copy of your tax returns so that I can review them. I'm going to put a stop to some of y'all playing in my face during tithes and offerings on Sunday mornings.
Amen.
It's tight, but it's right.
What a mess. That's my first time seeing that. Amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. That is interesting. Well, it's Friday again. And I was reflecting again. I was thinking about human beings and human nature, how most people in their beds sleeping and dreaming that they're awake. They're dreaming that they're awake, and they're walking around in this dream thinking that they're awake. And it's mind-blowing to see that. I do understand it. But they're in a dream thinking that they're awake. And they think that the mind is the only thing that they live by. Even though the mind brings misery, it brings sadness and destruction, it brings anger and resentment and fear and doubt and deception. It brings everything negative, but they think that they're awake. And they think that the mind, every human being think their mind is right. Isn't that amazing? Every human being think that their mind is right. Wake up. You are in a dream. If you are having pain, and you are, you're in a dream and don't know it. It's time to wake up. And this misery was piped into you and all of us when we were children. It was piped into our minds and emotions. And now, most human beings, except for those who have started to wake up, work on themselves, they think that they're awake. And they think that the misery is normal. All people feel that. All people go through that. That's human nature, they say. It's time to wake up. No more sleeping in bed. You can wake up. There's a higher intelligence. But you got to let it in and let it work on your behalf. Because you, I, or no one can change, can wake themselves up. But there's a higher intelligence that will wake you up if you allow it to come in. And it will cause an abnormal mind to function in a normal way, what it was meant to do. So do what you want, but I suggest you wake up. I've said over and over again that my country is gone. And now we're starting to see more and more of what's happening in European countries happen here. It's happening here now. You're seeing people try to kill other people while, according to reports, shouting Allahu Akbar in the United States of America. And we're going to see more because so many of these people in our country. We don't know where they are, who they are, because the government allowed them to come in, especially the Democratic government and right-o Republicans, allowed them to just come in by the drove. And now, America's going to pay the price for it. It's going to get worse, and you can bank on that. It will get worse. So you can stay in your sleep and suffer in your dreams, or you can wake up and be free while the world gone crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Some of you may have heard about this from Politico. ROTC student subdued and killed a gunman who opened fire Thursday in a university, killing one and wounding two. Watch this from ABC News.
Breaking tonight, the deadly shooting on campus at Old Dominion University in Virginia. Tonight, authorities are now investigating the shooting as a possible terror attack. Sources say the gunman walked into a classroom, asked if it was an ROTC class, and then opened fire. Authorities say the gunman has ties to ISIS. Here's Pierre Thomas.
Showing up to ODU, 20 cop cars were just went by.
Tonight, terror on the campus of Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, with members of the school's ROTC program targeted by a suspect with ties to ISIS.
Active shooter on the ODU campus. You got cops running across. The entire police force of Norfolk is here.
It was just before 11 a.m. Police swarming the campus moments after a gunman opened fire in a classroom.
All of a sudden, we heard a commotion. A lot of people rumbling, starting to get up. We started running, and that's when we heard gunshots.
The suspect has been identified by the FBI as 36-year-old Muhammad Jallo, a former member of the Virginia National Guard. Sources tell ABC News he calmly walked into the classroom, asked if it was an ROTC class, and then shot the instructor several times and two students who were wounded. The instructor later died.
Amazing. No, this is not Europe. This is the United States of America. They have allowed our enemies to come in and destroy Americans. And it's going to get worse. All for a vote and to control the people. A special agent in charge said the gunman shouted Allahu Akbar before opening fire in a classroom. Why is this?
We have confirmed reports that prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted stated Allahu Akbar.
And all of a sudden I hear like just a bunch of bodies hitting each other, like this loud altercation. And there's just like a person in a tan coat curled up on the ground with their backpack on in front of the Starbucks, just laying there.
Tonight, FBI Director Kash Patel posting, the shooter is now deceased thanks to a group of brave students who stepped in and subdued him.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him.
Behind a woman.
Rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
So he was not shot?
He was not shot.
Jallo was convicted in 2016 of attempting to provide material support to ISIS for trying to acquire weapons for an attack on U.S. soil. He served 8 years of an 11-year prison sentence and was released in 2024. There, Jallo was under 5 years supervised release in which he was to check in with his probation officer regularly. And he was also subject to having his internet activity reviewed. But tonight, so many questions, including how a convicted felon got a gun and whether he had recently been under surveillance.
The main question is, if they knew he was already trying to, according to a report, trying to help ISIS, and they put him in prison, they let him out, and they let him stay in the country. That's the question. Did you see how those cops or men standing behind the woman while she leave? This is why they have put the woman in charge of America, because it's easy for the trucking to come in. It's not an accident that they are putting women in leadership role. Just like in the home, the mother can't raise the children on her own. She needs the man to guide her. Likewise, women cannot lead in a country. They need men to guide them. They were not created to lead. And those men standing behind us are weak. And the enemy can come in now. So mama feel bad for them. And it's gonna get worse. According to a report, this guy was caught trying to help ISIS. And they put him in prison. Think about that. And then they let him out, and they didn't send him back to wherever he came from. They let him stay here, and now look what's happening, or happened according to the report. Amazing! And it's gonna get worse. I remember years ago, we were reporting on stories like this that was happening in Europe, they allowed all these people into their country, the white countries, and these things were happening. And when we report on them, it just didn't seem possible that that can happen here. Amazing. Think about that. According to Politico, the Justice Department in 2017 requested a 20-year prison sentence for the gunman, noting that he had made multiple attempts to join the ISIS, Islamic State, and had attempted to acquire a gun to carry out a murder plot in the United States, according to Politico. They let him out, and then they let him stay here. Amazing. And it's going to get worse, especially now with what's happening in Iran and everywhere. And according to the report, I don't know if it's true, but I've been told that they have what are called cells. People waiting around for their orders. What they call sleeper cells. And we got a warning in California earlier this week. Watch out. They have somehow or another detected that they're planning some horrible things here in this state. And they let him out, and he's still here. And the judge only sentenced him to 11 years. But he didn't even serve the whole 11 years in the United States of America. My country is gone. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Amazing. And did you hear about the one in... I believe it was Michigan. Yeah, Michigan. USA Today. What do y'all think about this one? USA Today is reporting a man is dead in Michigan after ramming a vehicle into one of the nation's biggest synagogues that also housed an early childhood center. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, terror in Michigan, smoke pouring from the roof of one of the nation's largest synagogues after an armed man in a truck steered around the security barricades and plowed right through the front doors. It happened just after noon. Police racing to Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan, the nation's largest Reform Jewish congregation and home to a preschool, 140 little kids inside when the chaos unfolded. The truck slamming through a set of doors and driving straight down the hall.
He breached the building, drove down the hall. And he was engaged by security.
Dustin Shaw was working in the synagogue when he heard the crash.
I saw someone lying on the ground, and that person happened to be one of the head of security who got hit by the car. And then after that, I heard gunshots, bang, 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 bang. And I believe it was obviously one of our security officers.
Police say the synagogue's security guards fired on the truck, which burst into flames. Thick smoke streaming from the building past a playground just outside.
Amazing. This is in the United States. This is not Europe, even though it's happening over there too. It was happening there first. But America said, oh, that's all right. Let's do what Europe do. Let them all in. And get the votes. We even have these people in our own government. And it's going to get worse. The police found the man dead inside of a burning vehicle with a rifle. Watch this.
Police wearing gas masks, finding the driver dead in the burning truck. Sources tell us he was armed with a rifle. Amid all the smoke and sirens, authorities wondering, did he act alone or was someone else involved? The community going into lockdown. Neighbors told to shelter in place. But at the synagogue, a scene of panic. Rabbi Jennifer Kaluzny witnessing car upon car of frantic parents.
We started comforting parents who were running from all directions trying to get their children. And some of them were obviously panicking to the point that it's a good thing someone was there waiting for them to literally hold up.
Then, roughly 2 hours after the chaos unfolded, the welcomed news. The danger had passed, and everyone inside the synagogue had been accounted for.
No kids. This is the important thing. No kids or no staff was injured whatsoever.
And David, authorities have not yet identified the attacker, and they're still working to pinpoint an exact motive. A security guard was knocked unconscious, but he is expected to be okay. About 30 first responders were treated at area hospitals. Authorities hailing all of those people tonight as heroes.
Everybody is a hero, except baby Jessica's daddy. That was in Michigan, USA, not in Europe, not in Great Britain. It was here. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and all, let them all in. Borders wide open. Did Kamala Harris ever go down to the border? She's supposed to be the one that watching over the borders or something like that. Did she ever even go there? I think I heard she went once or twice to look around, and nothing changed. White people gave up their country, and now this is what you're getting. You gave up your country. You turned it over to the enemies, people who don't love the country at all, and this is what they're doing to it. It's like turning it over to suburbs and letting the people in, and they come in and go in and destroy it. They don't make it better. I'm being told that both of these attacks were by naturalized citizens. What's a naturalized citizen?
Somebody who was from somewhere else but became a citizen.
He had to go down and hold their head up, I promise to love America and keep it right.
Yeah.
You see how that worked out?
Indeed.
A mess. This is amazing to me. It really is. And still you vote for the same people. The same people. It's going to be interesting to see if come November, if the Democrats are allowed to get back in. Do you, when you reflect, do you remember those days when they were shouting, Joe Biden, you can't hide, you committed genocide on the colleges and universities here in America? That wasn't happening over Europe. That was happening here while carrying the enemy's flag. Remember all that? And nobody went over to the college's campuses and gathered these people up and sent them back. You let them stay. And they were letting you know, we are here and we are going to stay and we're going to shout Allahu Akbar in your country. And white people, you can't do anything about it. Or you'll be called racist. Or some type of name that would bring fear on you, and then you can't function. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh. Out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Josh.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about the assignment of not thinking about yourself for this week.
The assignment is don't think about yourself at all for 1 week. And you say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right or if there's a way to measure whether I'm doing it right. But, you know, the thoughts just pop into my head about me. And if right when they pop into my head, I don't, you know, I know they're not coming from me either right then or afterwards. So the goal is to immediately when those thoughts pop in my head to know that, to catch them and know that's not coming from me, that's coming from something else. Is that basically like the gist of it, to just know that something else that keeps putting thoughts in your head about you that are all that isn't you?
I gotta wait until Sunday.
Okay.
Do you watch the Sunday Morning Fellowship?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do every Sunday.
I want to get the feedback from the people in the congregation as well to see what did they learn from it as well.
Okay. Because, yeah, it seems like that's thinking about myself to wonder whether I'm doing the assignment right. Like, that in itself is a trap of thinking about myself, but...
Interesting. At least you're paying attention, Josh. You stay with it.
Yeah.
Everything will be made clear to you.
All right. Then I was also going to answer the biblical question, too.
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
I'd say because he's trained to want her... her like approval, and he wants the S word from her, and it's like that's like a drug, so she can cut off the S word from him, and you know, we've been trained by our mom to want, you know, a female's approval to feel like a man, and so she cuts those two things off, then it's like he feels like he got to play that game to get those back from her, you know? So he'll just play her stupid game and sleep on the couch. Hopefully she'll give him the drugs back, you know? Yeah.
That's amazing. It's so interesting to hear these stories and see these stories. Grown men allow a female to tell them, you got to get out of your bed and go sleep on the couch in your own home. And they do it. It's just mind blowing to see that.
Yeah. I can relate.
Even in your fallen state, at some point you think, no, there's something I'm just not going to do. You were saying what?
Yeah, I'd say I can relate because it's just you want that thrill. That thrill is like a drug, you know? And
did your woman make you sleep on the couch? Wow.
I've never, basically, yeah, you could say that, yeah.
I can't say that. Did that happen?
I've never lived with a girl, but my girlfriend's made me do stupid things to try to get the S word from them, so that's the same thing. Like try to please her, so it's the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Every man has done it. Every man has done that before. Yeah,
that's amazing. Well, you stay with it, Josh, working on yourself, everything will get better. Do not stop, don't give up, stay with it.
All right,
and I will be, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I will be responding to those the assignment and the biblical question Sunday.
Okay.
Right.
Look forward to it, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining.
All right. Yes, sir.
888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Can we do some super chat? Not time, huh? Okay, when I come back, we're going to do some phone calls and super chat right after this break. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, a busy day is Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. today, right after my show. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then at 11, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An interesting but fun conversation with Pastor Miguel Martinez. And he is the head pastor of the First Baptist Church of Norwalk and a member of the Los Angeles Southern Baptist Association. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you say you care about the people?
I love humanity. I love souls. They're precious in the sight of the Lord.
Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Men who worship women. Right. That is a problem.
Absolutely.
Because a woman can be an idol.
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Preach to her. I disciple her.
You like Satan, go sit down.
I'm a Hispanic preacher, not a black preacher. I love this. Okay.
At 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there. All right? On the YouTube channel there. Or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then after that, after the Fallen State show, the American Anchor Baby. Around 12, a little after, give or take, Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. And he's going to be flying. And then if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you Sunday morning. I'm dreaming like Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Amazing. Let me go to Troy out of Jay, where's he from?
Let me see. Minnesota.
Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Yes, you're going to go down as the greatest black man ever.
Amazing.
I had a question. So I was wondering, like, with the husband, should he give his wife just an allowance instead of allowing her to have access to the credit cards and the bank accounts? Because I just see these women go crazy once they get these accounts rather than have an allowance.
Are you married?
I'm not, no.
So why are you concerned about that?
Well, I was just wondering for myself if God ever allows that to happen, how to handle money with a wife.
You say you wonder what now?
If God brings that into my life, I just want to be ready for it.
Well, why would you even think about that and you don't have a wife?
Well, I just want to be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Just that arrangement. The man is supposed to be the leader of the house, so he should have control of the money, right?
But I'm trying to understand, you're not married. Are you thinking God going to one day give you a wife or something?
Well, a wife does come from the Lord. So if that's his plan for me, I just want to be prepared on my end so that she doesn't come in and ruin the money. You know?
But how is it that you're working on yourself and yet you're thinking about a wife?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
Well, I mean, that is working on yourself, is being prepared for life's challenges.
But how can you be prepared for something that you don't even know going to happen or not?
Well, I carry my pistol when I go out in public just for protection. It doesn't mean I'm planning on using it, though.
How can you be prepared for something that you don't know going to happen or not? How is it that your mind is kept on seeking the truth only when you're thinking about getting married? The Lord is going to give me a wife, and I'm going to think about this. I really want to understand. That's why I'm asking, Troy.
Well, I think you want to be thinking about your future, and you want to be thinking about things that you want to accomplish. And I see so many families get ruined by money, and I just don't want to allow the woman to destroy my family through money. Because I saw this post on Instagram, Jesse, where this man, he comes home and his woman has spent like $2,000 because he let her get his credit card, and now he can't do anything about it.
But why would you be thinking about a future and what's going to happen, though, when you don't even know where the future is?
Yeah, you're right. You should just stay present.
No,
right?
That was a question.
I don't know.
You're already planning for a wife. Do you not know that if the father give you a wife, that he's going to totally work through you to show you how to deal with her?
Mm. Well, I was thinking that, like I said, the man controlled the finances. But
do you not know that if God should give you a wife, that he's going to show you how to deal with her as well?
Mm. I should take that in to myself. Yeah.
Do you don't know that already?
As long as it's a godly arrangement, not an earthly arrangement, yes, it will be perfect.
Do you not know that if God should give you a wife, he's going to show you how to deal with her perfectly?
I didn't see that in the. I don't know if that's a passage in the Bible. I don't know.
So you don't believe that? Are you working on yourself?
I am. Yeah.
And you need to read in the Bible that if God, whatever God gives you, he's going to take care of you?
Well, as long as you seek the kingdom of God, God will provide everything that you need.
But you don't trust that.
Hmm. Well, but it also says that, you know, those who do not work shall not eat. So you have to work.
I don't understand what you're talking about right now.
Well, I'm saying like everything
that you're
talking
about, you and a wife and your future. And it seems as though you're still living in your head, thinking about things that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really trying to stay out of the imagination.
But why, you didn't know that you're thinking about a wife and how you're going to deal with her that you don't have?
Yeah. Well, I just, like I said, I don't want the family to suffer because
of. But you don't have a family.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
So yeah. What family are you thinking about that's going to suffer if you don't have one?
A future one.
And where is the future one?
It's in the future.
And where is the future?
Tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. No, all right. Yeah. I'll just try to stay present and do what's best for me.
The rule is seek first what is right along mm-hmm. with nothing else or no one else, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Don't hate. I mean, if you just live by those rules, you're going to be fine. I don't care who, whatever the woman is doing to, whatever some other man is allowing the woman to do to him, that's his problem. But you won't have that problem, so you don't need to be concerned about it if you're putting first things first.
Yeah, one step forward, right? Or one step at a time.
Yeah.
I should say.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, just focus on the present.
And who is making you thinking about how you're going to deal with a wife when you don't even have one?
Well, like I said, the social media. That's why I saw this question made me think about it.
No, so. The devil made you think about that. You listen to thoughts, and all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you, how will you ever walk in the spirit, walk in the light, if you're still listening to walking in the darkness?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I love how you do that. It's just like so perfect. It's just like it's always at the right time. No, I got to walk in the light, Jesse.
Yeah, you and pay attention to the darkness, but don't walk in the darkness. Let it pass. Let the light get rid of the darkness.
Yes. Can I ask you another quick question?
Yeah, real fast.
I just want to know what your thoughts on unions are. I think that they're there to protect lazy and non-productive workers, but what do you think?
Are unions?
Like workers' unions?
They're no good. They're about money for themselves, and they're living high on the hog, and they care nothing about the employees. And that's how they know how to brainwash the employee to make them think they need more money. And they make them go out and protest for more money, and then the union dues go up, and now the employees still making the same or less money while paying more money to the union. It's a setup.
Yeah, it's like a racket or a Ponzi scheme, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're always Democrat, most of them. So
we're a mess. Thank you, Troy. Hey.
God bless you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Pearl out of Texas. Pearl, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. The one and the only, Pearl Davis.
How have you been? How's L.A.?
Amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What are you up to?
I had a thought about, or you say those are bad, right?
What thought did you have?
Maybe you can tell me if this is from the devil or not. Okay, but
are you on a speaker or something?
Oh yeah, is that too loud? I can take it off.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. So, you know how you always talk about the good old days?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Was yes. that what time period was that?
Let me see. 50s, 60s.
Okay,
and maybe a little bit under 70s.
Of the '70s. Okay, so
maybe.
Yeah, so I was born in 96, so I missed it.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, so do you know the Eagles? Do you know who that is?
That rock group?
Yeah, so yeah. I had a donor invite us to the an Eagles like concert, but I thought it was the football team. And so I didn't know the Eagles was a band.
What the?
So, yeah, so I go to this concert, right? And it was almost like a time warp because everyone was, like, super old. Like, everyone was, like, probably 50s, 60s, 70s,
yeah.
You know, and up.
Yeah.
And I almost could see what you were talking about. It was so awesome. No one was on their phones. And the band, like, I was stuck with Taylor Swift, okay? You guys got the Eagles. All of the guitarists were better than all the people I grew up with. And I'm like, wow, this is what Jesse was talking about. This is the good old days.
Yes.
It was almost like it was super peaceful.
Yeah.
It was mostly white people. There's no like ghetto stuff. And I'm like, wow, this probably was heaven on earth.
It was. Believe me. I'm telling you, I never, never expected things to change as they have. It just seemed like I used to think that all human beings would love, you know, nice things, and they would treat people the way they would like to be treated. And when they go to a concert, they would just have fun, relax, and just enjoy it. I didn't know that it could go the way it is now. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, like, I've never really done concerts because I just don't like the crowds and, like, the stuff that comes with big crowds, right?
Yes.
But I went to this not really knowing what it was, and I was like, wow, this is what you guys got to do at concerts? It was just chill, so.
That's amazing, yeah. I want the good old days back, but they're not coming back.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So,
you know,
so is that not from... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Another thing, and they hold, remember what you're about to ask. Another thing I noticed about young people, they can't communicate. They have no, like, they don't have, like, common sense communication skills. That's gone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Like, I got a smartphone when I was 12.
Wow.
So, like, my whole life, like... Pretty much everyone was online from the time I was like 12.
That's amazing. No wonder. And you about to ask another question.
Oh, so how do I know if that thought is from the devil or not?
The one about the good old days?
Yeah, because I was like, don't you say you're not supposed to think about the past, right? So I'm like, is that from the devil?
No, it's fine to reflect like that, but you don't live in it. You just you reflect, but then you move on. You don't live with it. You know, you let it go.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd have to let it go because I was thinking about it, and I was like, there's no way anything's coming back. Like, it's just going to get worse. And it's weird because my whole, like, ever since I was like 12-ish, was online, and it just seems like it's going to keep going that way. Like, it's going to get more antisocial. People aren't really going to talk.
Yeah.
And the benefit of the doubt is kind of going away.
Yes.
Like, when I was young, it would be like no one would lock their doors. You give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but too many people have taken advantage of the benefit of the doubt, so no one gives it anymore.
Yeah. It's bad, Pearl. It's unfortunate. I presented this story today about this guy was accused of ramming his car into the school, I believe. And while doing it, this guy shot up the university, right? And he was shouting Allahu Akbar. And this guy had been arrested before. He was from a foreign country. And he didn't even do his whole time in prison. They let him out and let him stay in the country. and now he's been accused of shooting someone. And it's mind-blowing that white people would allow their country to fall to pieces by allowing the people of color to take it over and destroy it. What's wrong with the whites, Pearl?
Oh, I could tell you. They're busy working. You know what I mean? Women have a lot of time. Black people have a lot of time. So the white guys are at work, you know, because my brothers, I'm one of 10. So I have 5 white brothers, and they're not paying attention to what's going on. They're working. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So all the people at protests and, like, that are rallying for this political stuff, they don't have time.
What a mess.
They have time. They have time. The white guys don't.
Yeah.
They're busy, like, keeping society running.
What a mess. Well, they better wake up and do something, because there is nowhere else to go unless Elon Musk must make it possible to go to outer space somewhere.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't take away women's vote. I wish we could, but I don't think we can.
Why can't we take it away?
Like, there's too much incentive. Like, women make 85% of consumer buying decisions. So out of every $10, women spend $8.5. So there's too many people paid by women. The politicians are paid by women. And they all steal. The women are just stealing the money from the men. You know, through child support, alimony, stupid jobs, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when I'll give you an example. At my gym, they're getting rid of the basketball court to put in Pilates studios for women. And
wow.
and there's nothing anyone can do because, like, the men like the basketball court, the women like the Pilates studio. You know what I'm saying? So, but there's nothing anybody can do because, like, let's say we took away women's vote, or we took away, like, you know, women's spending power. There's so many men that would complain because they're making money off of women. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. All about that money.
Yeah.
What a mess. You have a super chat for Pearl? I'm talking Pearl Davis, folks, and Mike has a super chat.
Yeah, Mike Young asks, hey, Jesse, can you ask Pearl what she thinks about the war in Iran?
Do you want to respond to that, Pearl?
Well, why would you want a woman's opinion on war?
Touche. What's wrong with you, Mike Young?
Like, disavow. We don't understand violence. Like, you should talk to a general or something. Like, I've never even been in a fight. My opinion on that is I don't know.
Right on. Thank you, Mike. That's a very interesting response. I like that.
Yeah. Because I keep seeing women comment on it. And I'm like, why do you guys think you know anything about that? Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Kurt, you had a question for Pearl or something? You just wanted to say hi.
Oh, I wanted to say
this is Kurt, my producer of Punch and TV. You just want to say hi.
I wanted to say hi because I noticed a lot of women hating on you, Pearl, and I just wanted to say that you are doing a lot of good, and thank you for that. And you're almost like your name. You're like a pearl.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Amazing. Nice. Pearl, how can people get to your site and everything?
Oh, you can just type in Pearl Davis on YouTube. I'll come up, or Twitter.
Right on. I got to take a break. It's so good to hear from you, all right?
I recommend you get a copy of my book.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Okay. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
29 years ago, I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
You know that guy who drove into the synagogue and his vehicle caught fire and it billowed up in smoke? He knocked a guy over and knocked him out. The one of the security guards at this Israel, something like that. I don't know. The synagogue over in Michigan, the terror attack that you heard about earlier this hour. He was divorced, but he came in here to get married to an American woman, and then she divorced him. Huh. And he was naturalized, according to this report that I read. He was naturalized, according to, like, Detroit News, under the Obama administration, like, 10 years ago. You like the disdain with which I say Obama? 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, 41-year-old naturalized citizen from Lebanon. He, according to this Detroit News report, he lost relatives, a couple of brothers, a niece and a nephew, in this Israeli bombing of his village in Lebanon. He was a restaurant worker in Dearborn Heights, accused of driving his truck into the synagogue and firing his weapon. Luckily, only he got killed and nobody else. But what a waste, huh? You didn't have to do that. Granted U.S. citizenship more than 10 years ago, entered the United States through Detroit, made in 2011 on an immigrant visa as the spouse of a U.S. citizen, and his ex-wife filed for divorce in Wayne County in 2024. He had at least one child, maybe more. He texted her and said, take care of our kids, before he did this attack and got himself killed. What a mess, huh? What a waste. At least four relatives, including a sibling, killed in the days earlier, according to sources, right? That's what they claim. I don't know if any of it's true. Info may be false. I disclaim. But yeah, 687 people were killed in Lebanon, according to some waves of airstrikes by the Israeli military in the midst of this war on Iran, because Hezbollah, which is Lebanese or something, maybe? I don't know. They had launched rockets and drones against Israel in response to the killing of Iran's supreme leader. What a mess, huh? You never know. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. The Friday the 13th, Jason, of March, A.D., 2026. And there is one line open. I know some of you guys call in. You can't hold on. We understand. But that opens up a line for some of you guys. And it is Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your Super Chats. We see them. We appreciate them. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. There was the gunman, the so-called gunman in gun male in the Old Dominion University shooting, also identified as Mohammed. All these guys named Mohammed, all these naturalized citizens. Jallo, a convicted ISIS supporter. And it resulted in one death, actually two, because he killed the instructor and then they killed him without firing a shot. They subdued him and put him to death, basically. Neutralized the threat. And this is a former Army National Guard. He pleaded guilty in 2016 to providing material support to ISIS, according to the FBI. And he was let out early. They wanted 20 years, according to the report we heard from Derek and Jesse Lee Peterson. And the judge, so-called judge, gave him 11 years. But he was let out after, like, what, 8 or 9 or something like that or less? Anyway, what a mess. Mohammed Baylor Jallo shouted Allahu Akbar and attacked the ROTC, that's Reserve Officers Training something or other, it's military type stuff, in Old Dominion University. Terrible stuff going on in the world. There were four crew members who died, it was reported, in an Air Force. They were refueling a plane, but they were going to refuel the plane or something, but they crashed in Iraq. I guess it was an accident, and this stuff happens. It's in the midst of the operation in Iran, but they were not fired upon. It was not friendly fire nor enemy fire. Four U.S. crew members killed. Rest in peace. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races, uniting, the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a commotilly bull. How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around? How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around? That's amazing to me. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around, cook breakfast or take your children to a public school because you don't love your children, you don't want to stay home with them, you get your thrill from going to work and let the kids suffer, or whatever, or you working out. You can podcast the show and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday, relaxed day, nothing serious. But whatever is on your mind, Friday is to express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Welcome to the circus.
This is the moment a homemade bomb was ignited.
It's bad. That's very bad.
A New York City college professor has been placed on leave after a hot mic moment during a public school meeting.
Like, if you train a black person well enough, they'll know to use the back. You don't have to tell them anymore. They're just
Allison Friedman, what you're saying is absolutely hearable.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Was set on fire last night. And while police have one person in custody, they're looking for at least two more.
You know, people need the church.
That's next week. I am asking that all church members bring a copy of your tax returns so that I can review them. I'm going to put a stop to some of y'all playing in my face during tithes and offerings on Sunday mornings. Amen. It's tight, but it's right.
So the preacher telling the congregation, bring your tax return. I'm tired of y'all playing in my face during the offering time. Tithing and offering, and you ain't bringing no money. What a mess. So let me just say that I brought Pearl back on the show because I forgot to have her respond to the biblical question. Some of you, I'm sure all of you know Pearl Davis, and I have her back. I wanted her to respond to the biblical question. Hey, Pearl, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. It's always a pleasure.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Okay. Pretend you're going to tell me to sleep on the couch.
You got to go sleep on the couch. You cannot sleep with me tonight. Go to the couch.
No. No. Now what?
And now she has to go.
No, how are you going to make her go?
Push her out of the bed.
911, what's your emergency?
I push my wife
My
out.
Husband's... No, no, I meant the girl's going to call the cops.
Oh, yeah, because the husband officer, pushed her out of the bed.
Officer, he put his hands on me.
Now he has to go to jail.
Yeah,
what do you think about a man that would allow his wife to make him go to the counselor? I mean, because if he had the right attitude already, the right personality, she wouldn't even suggest he go to the couch.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I mean, I think it's just because the women of the state on their side. So, like, if your consequence is potentially jail, and sometimes the guys just view it as easier to not hear the nagging and just to leave, you know. That's like the only power men have is walking away.
Amazing.
It's why women like criminals, you know, because it's, you know how the order is supposed to go God, men, women, children?
Right.
Well, society makes it go women, dogs, cats, children, and then the man.
No, finish your point.
And because society does that, at least the criminal doesn't fear the law, you know? So it's kind of a little bit closer, but I think the devil would be first. I don't know.
Amazing.
I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah.
I've noticed that most men don't even think about the police or going to jail or anything. They seem to do it without thinking that about, they just seem to voluntarily do it. The moment she says it, they just grab a blanket. Well, she throw the blanket out, but they just seem to think about anything. They just do it like little boys.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just think men just see it as easier, like, because they know that the women are like hell on earth, and they just rather avoid the hell on earth than deal with it. You know?
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Interesting. And so Pearl deal with helping women to overcome craziness. Am I right?
Oh, God, I can't help them.
How do they respond to you nowadays?
I just talk about, I follow trends and what's going on.
Right.
I can't help women overcome hell.
Amazing.
You know.
All right, Pearl, thanks for coming back on to respond to my biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, amazing. I wanted to real fast play this for you. This is from Insider Edition. A former Louisiana Mayor Misty Roberts was found guilty after being charged with carnal knowledge of a juvenile and indecent behavior with a juvenile. Watch this from Inside Edition.
She was her city's first female mayor. Now she's been found guilty of having sex with a minor. Her own children telling authorities they saw their mom being inappropriate with a 16-year-old at a pool party. Here's Anne Mercagliano.
She's the glamorous mayor just convicted of having sex with her son's 16-year-old best friend at an alcohol-fueled pool party. Mayor Misty Roberts was accused of plying teens with alcohol while wearing only a bikini. KPLC-TV reporter Devin Cruz covered every day of the sensational trial. The mayor was seen in a bikini giving alcohol to minors.
She was seen in a bikini, and several witnesses testified that Miss Roberts or Misty Roberts had gotten the alcohol for the kids and had stocked a fridge. They were by the pool and they began kissing.
Then they went inside the mayor's home. Her own 16-year-old son told investigators that he saw his mother having sex with his friend through the window and that kids at the party had video. Court testimony revealed the mayor's younger daughter was crying at the party and asking people to go and make the victim and the defendant stop.
What the? Sage is busy, huh? All thoughts, all lies, all the time. The juvenile mother texted the former mayor to confirm whether the mayor was pregnant or not. And the mayor replied she was on birth control. What the? Watch this.
The next day, the victim's mom learned about the sexual encounter and feared a possible pregnancy, texting the mayor, "Out of respect for both our families, can you assure me that you can't be pregnant?" "Yes," responded the mayor, stating that she was on birth control. There was also testimony from a DoorDash delivery driver who said that he received an order from the mayor for the morning after abortion pill to be delivered to her doorstep after the party. Jurors began to deliberate last night, and it took them less than an hour to deliver the verdict. The unanimous verdict, guilty of carnal knowledge of a juvenile and indecent behavior with a juvenile.
She did become very emotional and she began crying.
Before the mayor's arrest, she had promised to always lead the city of DeRidder with her heart.
I might not look like or feel like or speak like every other mayor in America, but I am a mayor that will always be who I am and I will lead the city with my heart.
The mayor resigned from office just days before her arrest.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And one other quick story. This is from our Inside Edition. A former football player is charged with killing his girlfriend and prosecutors reportedly said he used ChatGPT to try to help him cover it up. Amazing. Watch this from ABC.
Former Super Bowl champion Darren Lee, a linebacker who played for the Jets, Chiefs, Bills, and Raiders, appeared in the Tennessee courtroom, facing murder charges for the death of his girlfriend. Prosecutors releasing police body camera video showing Lee moments after 29-year-old Gabriella Perpetuo was found dead in the couple's home. Lee saying he didn't know what happened.
What the hell happened? Like, I was out. I was sleeping a long time.
Prosecutors claim Lee asked the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT for help before calling 911, allegedly typing this message. I wake up and she has two swollen eyes. She stabbed herself, split her eye. ChatGPT responding, yes, but usually only under specific conditions. The chatbot also saying, here's what to say without framing it as police trouble.
He has conversations, dozens of conversations back and forth with ChatGPT over a two-day period about what he did to Gabriella Perpetua in detail. He asks how to cover it up. He asks what to say to 911.
Detectives say Lee, who's pleaded not guilty to all charges, said Perpetuo fell in the shower. But investigators claim evidence shows there was a violent struggle.
Lee remains in custody awaiting trial.
Amazing, huh? Hell on earth. Let me go get, hey, I had a question for him. I'm typing for him to come in, but nobody responded. I'll be right back, folks. Amazing. I had to take care of some business out there. So, hey, let me ask. Ask the chat GPT thing. It can tell you how to kill the body or something.
Or how to
we fully use chat GPT to try to help him cover it up. What is the chat GPT thing?
It's an AI.
Meaning what?
Meaning you ask it questions and it scours the internet and also analyzes your question and comes up with a supposedly possibly sensible, logical, maybe, solution for you.
It can tell you even how to hide a body. How to cover up.
Yeah, how to explain the injuries on a body in a way that doesn't implicate you as the perpetrator of those injuries.
Wow.
Of those fatal injuries.
So they need to get rid of chat. CPT.
Okay, commie.
Isn't that right?
No.
What do you mean, commie?
Because that's communist to try to get rid of progress.
How's that progress?
Because you can do good and bad things with a tool called AI.
That's interesting how no matter what they make, stuff like that, young people like you and other, y'all so willing to just use it. Okay.
Indeed. I don't disclose whether I use ChatGPT. I'm not endorsing it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not endorsing it. I just want to understand who would think, let me call Chat and let them tell me how to cover up a murder.
Well, that's funny because he knows that he's not smart enough to come up with a bulletproof, if you will, something that an argument that the cops can't poke holes into.
What's going on?
If he did it.
Right, according to the report.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did or not either. Let me go to Timothy out of Washington State. Timothy, you are on the air. Hey, Timothy. 888, no Timothy. Let me go to Travis out of Illinois. Travis, you are on the air.
All right, Jesse.
Hey, Travis.
What's going on, sir?
All is well.
All is well, sir. I was just calling to tap in about what's going on in America and also what's going on in my city right now.
Okay.
I'm from Kankakee, and we just had that big tornado touchdown out here. And
yeah, I've been hearing, according to some of the report, that the weather is pretty bad in some of the states right now, tornado time, and stuff is happening like that.
Yes, sir. We had hail the size of softball touchdown out here.
That's amazing. And this is the first amazing. Time that happened there?
Yeah, they say it's like historical, like the first time that ever happened. Like a lot of people, I mean, if you guys were to look up what happened out here, a lot of people lost their cars and a lot of people lost their houses as well. But what was so amazing about it, Jesse, was the hail that came down and busted a lot of people's windows out and damaged their cars. And just think about it. A lot of people spent their money their income tax money on getting new cars or maybe even getting a house fixed up or their cars repaired. That's all gone.
That's amazing.
You know, and I lost my job too, Jesse, kind of. I mean, you know, our storage unit got ripped off. So, you know, I'm not at work today, so and they're not going to pay us, so amazing.
The company you worked for got ripped off, and now you can't go to work?
Yeah, so basically our whole, like, half our storage unit got ripped off, and it's not safe for us to go in there and work to make our regular money. So a lot of people lost their jobs and...
Well, that's what happens when you defund the police and when you let the criminals out of no bail bond. It's only going to get worse, Travis. Let me ask. I know that in Illinois they had high wind warnings. In Illinois. Were you affected by it at all? I mean, your house or car, nothing was affected?
Yeah, I kind of got affected because I got dents and dings. Like, if your windows ain't get busted out, right, you got dents and dings. Wow. So, yeah, I had to make an insurance claim yesterday on my car, but I feel sorry for people that didn't have insurance. I mean, well, yeah, you should be smart and have that. That should come first anyway when you get something like a house or a car, you know, definitely get some insurance.
That's amazing. Well, be careful there, man, because it's bad out there. Thank you, Travis. I appreciate it. Super chats.
Yesterday, Marcus G gave that super chat and was like, hey, you didn't read my super chat. He asks,
so you had not read it?
Indeed. I had missed it completely. And another one, too.
Okay.
From somebody else. What do Bible thumpers and women have in common? Both are delusional and will never accept the truth.
Amazing.
Says Marcus G.
Thank you, Marcus G.
Larry H. had given many super chats, but one of them I had missed. I'll be an obedient our president.
Repeat that.
I'll be a obedient oy, our president.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry H.
Thank you, Larry.
Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, I have an answer for your biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
But he doesn't give it. Oh, maybe he gave it in a video format that I'll send to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
He says, check this out when you get off work or this weekend or so. Hey, you can watch it too. Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you, Gregatron. Amazing.
Jaime with a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Saw a video on the fallen state with Father Calvin Robinson. Your video, the clip that you put out just yesterday. My question is, where did Jesus say, why are you praising me? It's not me. Don't do that. It's not me, but the Father in me. Last time I read the gospel, Jesus never mentioned about that.
About what?
About why are you praising me? It's not me. Don't do that. It's the Father in me.
Well, he said in the Word, it's not me that does the work. It's the Father in me that's doing the work. And greater work shall you do than what I've done. Amazing. Thank you.
He also mentions Revelations, but this is not pithy enough, sir. Hey, Jaime, thank you, sir. And he also
keep
asks,
it pithy.
He also asks, do you believe the Son of Man, is the Son of Man deity?
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Call in, Jaime.
Yeah, call me or make it clear.
Or break them into smaller coffees.
Yeah.
These books are for the Hake Report. I read books.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't read books here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Yeah, keep it piffy. You can make it clear or call me at 888-77-JESSE.
That's right.
Thank you.
Writer in black bought a coffee. Some people call him JLP. Some call him Grandpa. Some people call him Jesse. And they hold Jesse rallies across the world. I like to call him the Great Black Hope.
Amazing. Thank you.
And heat. Hi, get it off your chest Friday, half breed.
Happy. That's all I ever heard. Happy. I love and hate the world. Amazing.
Is Newsom working off my chest? Is Newsom working with Iran to orchestrate an attack on California residents? Haters never cease trying to discredit Trump's decision to take military action against Iran.
Amazing. I don't know. I've not heard anything like that. But at this point, you never know with Newsom. He seemed desperate. Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat says, Democrats hard-pressed in damning Trump's decision while siding with our known enemy. Interesting to watch enemies become friends to try to destroy the way, the truth, and the light. Salt of the world.
Amazing. Everything that the Great White Hope does, even if it does work out, they still are against it. I haven't heard them give the president credit for anything good at all. It's amazing to see that. But they want to get back in. They want to control the people. And so they do not want you to see the great white hope in the right light. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And he, Sean Deasy, or Sean, yeah, 10, biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch rather than instead of the other way around?
Well, he doesn't answer it, but he says, 5 years ago, my wife and I made use of a spare room, decided to create separate sleeping quarters. Wow, so nice for each of us to sleep in total peace without being woken up for this reason or that reason. No one ever has to go to the couch. Whoever decided husband and wife had to sleep in the same bed needs to have their head examined. Sleep time is me time, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, so he didn't respond to the biblical question?
Right.
I thought you said he was responding to the biblical question.
I lied.
Oh, okay.
He did say biblical question, but he didn't say that it's a response.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, Bill, Jesse and Hake, for the biblical question, the women are answering it honestly. On the other hand, the men are being dishonest. I believe that they are afraid of their girlfriends or wives. Betas laughing with tears.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, I apologize for asking you this.
Ask!
When you were on the Dr. Phil show, it was very awesome, by the way. Okay sign. Nick, could you help Jesse remember this? Because you were sitting next to Jesse when the young lady from Russia was crying. You said you didn't realize, and the black guy was sitting next to you, stop you. I was wondering, what was you going to tell her? Thanks, Mike Young. Love your show, as always.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike. Ain't no way I can remember what happened. Nick, will you?
Nick is shaking his head as well.
That's been so long, Mike.
I somewhat remember that.
Oh, you do?
But I wouldn't know how to answer that either, though, even if I remembered the moment.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mike. We don't remember from then, though.
10 from RH, the fourth. Jesse, sometimes at work I'll yell, what the? For no other reason than just to let people know I'm around.
Amazing. What the?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Abe Oozer, new JLP show member.
Thank you, Abe Oozer.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
I could be butchering it. Wes Rue, you're the man, JLP. You speak facts. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I thank all of you for your support.
Anthony L. with a couple of stickers, one with sunglasses, smiling, and the other one with a shocked, wide-open mouth sticker.
Amazing. Thank you.
No diggity. It's Friday, and it's my 47th birthday. The Lord willed, and the creek didn't rise. Shout out to JLP and crew. You're amazing. Shout out to the Snake Pit. Best chat this side of heaven. Stay with it. Be well. Wishing you all well, Cowboy.
Thank you, and happy birthday to you. Amazing.
Nice.
I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Joshua out of Oklahoma. Joshua, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Joshua.
I'd like to answer the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Probably that it's our false nature to make the woman our God, and we just obey our God in that false nature. By the way, for what it's worth, I've never... She's tried to make me sleep on the couch. She ended up sleeping on the couch or with the children or whatever, because I refused to do something like that. But that's why.
That's amazing. Right on. Yes, well, sir. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Josh. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, check out our merch, folks. We have some amazing merch. You have the spring coming, summer is coming, birthdays are happening, anniversaries are happening, so they make for good gifts as well. We have Punchy's Coffee, amazing coffee. Amazing coffee. My own coffee, and good. It is delicious. And also, we have hats and mugs and T-shirts. Tom and like a mug. Mug and hats. T-shirts, all type of thing. When she cries, she's lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Anyone with anger is a murderer. All type of stuff. Check it out. All right? And every dime on the coffee that you spend, mugs and T-shirts, goes back, right back into the organization, helping us to help others. And you have a nice gift for yourself. Amazing stuff, right? So check out, go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Also, I forgot to mention my books. We have amazing books. My books are amazing, From Rage to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, my 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide, a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around in your coat pocket, guys, and in your purse, ladies. And if you do them, they work. They work. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Just kind of bring it all there and make it clear for you. And I will sign them, but you have to, but if right, tell me who you want me to sign it to. Otherwise, just sign it. And but if you like someone's name on there, your name or anyone, indicate that. Go to jessalynpeterson.com/shop, jessalynpeterson.shop, or rebuildingaman.com/stores. All right? Amazing. Let me go back to the busy phones here. Let me go to Timothy out of Washington State. Let's see here. Timothy, you are on the air.
Hello. Yes, I was calling to get something off my chest.
All right.
So it was like 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, I'm living with my mother. I'm 40 years old.
You're 40?
It's a long story. Yeah, I'm 40.
And why are you still living with your mama?
7 years ago, I lived in Billings, Montana, and I moved back here to Washington. And I had a job, and then I had medical things happening to me, and the doctors diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis. After that, I couldn't work anymore. So I started getting Social Security from the government. And I've been on that the whole time, and I've been staying at my mother's house the whole time. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, trying to find another place, until now, unfortunately, like 2 weeks ago, she went into the hospital because she had medical problems this whole time. And I told her months ago, you need to get a hold of Medicaid and Medicare and your insurance company so they can get in touch with you to get into a home, because I told her this was going to happen. They're going to take you and they're going to take you wherever they want. And your house, unfortunately, is going to be taken because she had to give up her house to Medicaid and Medicare. And I guess they own it now. And I'm still here and I've been looking for a house. And unfortunately, I live 14 miles from the other county that I need to find a place, a house in, because the county that I am in, which I'm only 14 miles away from that one county, this county's small.
So let me, because of time, Timothy, what are you going to do with yourself now that your mama is gone?
Well, I've been looking for a place, and like I was saying, the county, like I was trying to get in touch with, I got in touch with people, and they said, since I don't live in that county, they can't help me. It's only 14 miles. That's something that the government needs to work on, because I'm only 14 miles, but they can't help me since I'm not in their county. In the county that I'm in, there is no places. I did reach out to some place, and they wanted like $900 a month.
Timothy, I'm not able to just sit here and hear all your troubles like this, but you just take it. Don't overreact. Don't overreact and just stay calm and you'll see what to do. Don't overreact to the situation.
Right. I'm not trying to at all.
Are you overreacting at all?
I am.
And why? What good is it doing you to overreact to anything?
It's not doing me any good.
So why don't you stop and don't overreact?
I am taking it slow, but on the 19th, I won't have any electric here. I already had to pay the mortgage so I could keep the water going.
But still,
I can't pay the electric.
I know, but I understand all that, but still, you stay calm. Are you practicing staying out of your head?
Yes, I stay out of my head. I don't listen to my thoughts.
Yeah.
I stay present at all times. I stay aware and look at my surroundings before I go into where I'm going into and study what I'm doing.
Yeah, stay calm and don't listen to the thoughts at all about your situation. And if you don't listen to them, you just stay present, you will see your way out. It'll be amazing. But just don't overreact to it. Don't believe what thoughts. You mentioned the gas bill. The gas bill is coming, but don't trip out on your thought about it, because the thoughts are going to set you up to make it seem worse, and you're going to make your situation worse for yourself. So don't listen to the thoughts.
Right. Yes, I am trying to stay out of my thoughts.
Yeah, and you'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, I am doing that.
All right.
I had a bad fall the other day, or last week too. Like, I slipped on some ice, and I didn't believe that my skin, because I'm white, I didn't believe my skin could turn black as it did. It was horrible. I couldn't believe it.
Right on. Well, you just be out of your thoughts, man. You'll be fine. Let me go to Anita out of Los Angeles. Anita, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Anita.
Yes, I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
The times that I am aware that that has happened, mm-hmm. It's because she owns the bed and the couch, and she just can demand that they do that.
She owned are you saying
the bed, the house?
Oh, he moved into her place? Hear about guys doing that even when it's their own house.
Yes, for those ones, I think they've become their mama. That's what happened.
What a mess.
Right.
I want to respond, but I gotta wait until Sunday.
Right.
Amazing. Well, thank you. It's good to hear from you.
Lovely hearing from you, too. And Sunday was a bomb.
It was amazing.
The Sunday service was amazing.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Check it out, folks. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you, Anita. See you Sunday.
Amazing. See you Sunday.
All right. Okay. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tom out of New York. Tom, you are on the air. Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I want to answer the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
So I don't know from personal experience, but what I think that they convince the husbands that they're like very that the husbands take on more guilt or responsibility for the wife's mistakes or something. Like they're able to successfully guilt them, and they think they're being like doing the right thing by sleeping on the couch and submitting like that. Something to that effect.
So you believe that the wife made the husband feel guilty about whatever's happening right then?
Yes.
And then as a result, she said, go to the couch, and he goes?
Yes, or he already believes he is guilty and everything is his fault, maybe. And so he just, because he is guilty, he'll accept whatever punishment.
So how... And I'll put my two cents on the subject, but how is she able to make him feel guilty?
Well, that's a good question. That's why I was saying he must already believe it himself.
Oh, okay.
She's just taking advantage of it, maybe.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember in the good old days seeing my grandfather or my father or anyone I know wives making them go to the couch. That seemed to be a thing that has come about over the last, I guess, 10 to 20, maybe 30 years.
Yeah, but even when couples are getting divorced, right, like the guy moves out, he goes into like an apartment or something, he leaves his house, and yeah, it's a mess.
A real mess. And as long as guys are weak like this, it's going to only get worse. It's not going to get better.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'm all I can say though is I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Right.
You know, I'm grateful. I heard the message, and you know, thank you for everything.
You're welcome, man. And thank you for responding to the beautiful question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Tom. 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Marcus G. It's Friday and everybody and they mama knows it. Everybody and they mama knows it. Speaking emoji. Shout out to the chat and the crew at JLP Show. Get it off your chest. Beta callers. Heart hands 100. Tan heart hands, that is. Maybe even light skin black or mid-tone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus G.
Appreciate you.
Chuck and Jivin. I'm starting to see spaceships on Bankhead. Shocked emoji. Spaceship flying emoji. Flying saucer. Don't know what he's talking about, but thank you.
Right. I don't know either, but thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Imported. Back in the good old days, you'd call Uncle Sal to handle the scandal, not ask ChatGPT. What, Sal seems like a bad shut your mouth.
Well, I'm talking about, yeah.
Cora.
We can dig it.
Cora,
thank you.
Cora says, I'm not from Africa, so I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Much love to you all over at the JLP Show.
Amazing. Thank you, and thanks for your support. I have an Amerifro. No Afro here, but Amerifro. What the? Thank you.
Thank you, Cora's Harvest. Atomography. Coffee. Bond for life. Thank you for guiding me to see the anger in my heart. You are the real Black Jesus.
Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious on the Hake Report. By side note, sorry to step on your super chats, guys. What? On the Hake Report, there's been this question. I don't know if you've heard it. Would you bow to a Black Jesus?
Bow to what?
A Black Jesus.
What the?
It's been an ongoing scandal, controversy on the Hake Report all week.
But there is no Black Jesus.
I know. It's a trick question.
Oh,
it's a gotcha question. And we whites resent it.
Derek said Jesus was a Jew.
That's right.
Is
he
there
was
any
olive.
Controversy about Jesus being a Jew?
Yes. There are people who say, in fact, your friend and mine, Hassan, said, well, they're starting to say Jesus was not actually a Jew. Anything to
what's going
themselves.
On? Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious. Jesse, biblical question?
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Because men are weak and have submitted to women.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Lori says the assignment
did
is...
Did you ever see your mother make your daddy go to the couch?
Never. Yeah.
Yeah, they from the old school.
Yeah.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Lori, this assignment is amazing. All thoughts are about the fake me. Lies telling me how I feel, what will happen to me, how will I look, or how I will look, and what is good or bad for me. All illusions of past and future. The real me is there when I'm not thinking about me. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. The assignment for this week, I gave it out to the fellowship on Sunday, is don't think about you at all for 1 week. Don't think about you at all for 1 week. And the assignments, I give them, put them out there as well as the BQ of the week, biblical question, and to encourage, especially those men and women who are working on themselves, to encourage them or remind them to remember to stay present, really. And so you stay with it, and I'll respond to that on Sunday, too. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble, with a couple of Rumble rants, actually. I saw a report yesterday of a Black man who allegedly, I'll put in, he didn't say allegedly, ran over a white family, then executed a 3-year-old child with a shotgun. Such things sometimes shake my faith and frustrate me, yet I know it's all thoughts. And with his follow-up, he asks, how do you see evil like that and it not affect you, Jesse?
When you overcome anger, when you overcome resentment, judgment, and all that, evil is no longer part of you, because the evil that you see others are doing is inside of that person or those people. And so when you overcome evil, when you overcome anger, you're no longer affected by it, because it's not happening to you, it's happening to them. And so it can't bother you, because it's no longer in your mind, emotions, in your body, or internet. And that's how you're able to see evil and not be affected by it. And that, I promise you. But you got to overcome it in you, because you're responding to it because of what's inside of you. And my producer telling me we talked about that story.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware that you guys had, somehow I had missed that. I looked it up in Indeed.
So where, Derek? He said he dealt with it last week. He tried to find it again so we could replay it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you find it there, let me know when we replay it.
Elon Musk, I asked the AI.
Ask.
I asked the AI, not ChatGPT, though, about it, if this story was true. And yes, it is allegedly true. He hasn't been convicted yet. But Elon Musk had posted about it and other stuff.
So he did what now?
Okay, so he ran into this family, father, mother, and this three-year-old. And the father and mother and maybe like a 70-something-year-old lady or something, uh-huh, were all injured and hospitalized. They survived, I think. A three-year-old, he went out and fired upon the family, I guess, with a shotgun after he rammed into the family.
So he ran them, according to the report, he ran into them with his car?
Yeah.
And then my mic is not working.
Alexander Lamar Banks Jr., your headphones.
Yeah, I'm not here.
36-year-old black man from Delta Township, Michigan, charged in connection with the fatal attack on a white family February 13th, 2026, according to police reports and affidavits. Intentionally drove his gray sedan into a family walking near Green Meadows Drive and Farmstead Lane. After the collision, he got out of the vehicle, retrieved a 12-gauge shotgun from a backpack, opened fire on the family. Three-year-old girl Harlow Smith pronounced dead at the scene. Her parents, aged 33 and 37, and a 72-year-old woman hospitalized with serious injury. He also attacked a bystander, Barb Cook, this Banks guy, who tried to help and used the shotgun as a blunt weapon, including pulling one victim by the hair. Banks claimed during interrogation he'd been receiving online threats telling him to kill someone to save his family, and admitted driving around searching for a victim. Charged with first-degree premeditated murder, 3 counts of assault with intent to murder, and a hearing scheduled for April 20th, next month.
So is he in jail now?
I don't know.
Amazing.
I would hope so.
Well, I do know white lives don't matter in America anymore. We had that story. Derek is right. We did. I kind of remember now. Thank you, though, for reminding me. Amazing.
Elon Musk posted about it yesterday, I guess.
Right on. When I come back, we'll play it, too. Just to remind the folks of what you're talking about. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest of your Super Chats
later. Thank you all so much. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. There's one line open. You can call in, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third hour coming right up, y'all. And then after that, we'll get to more of your Super Chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. And more great stories, y'all. It is after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then after that, the Fallen State. All right? With that Hispanic local pastor guy. And then American Anchor Baby. That's all happening today, Friday the 13th. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Nice. Nice. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. It's on the Bond YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. It's Friday the 13th. They say, well, whatever. Who cares? The war in Iran, according to Commie Nonsense Network. Yeah, I'm reading CNN. Causing a global fuel crisis as the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical energy pathways, remains effectively closed to tankers. Resulting oil shortage and price increases, forcing countries around the world to limit energy use, tap into emergency reserves, scramble for alternative sources. The U.S. government Thursday issued a new license allowing countries to purchase, temporarily for this time, certain Russian oil products that are already out at sea, I believe, despite previous U.S. efforts to curb Russian exports and limit the flow of cash funding Moscow's war in the Ukraine. At least four service members I mentioned are dead U.S. service members after a refueling aircraft crashed in western Iraq Thursday, the U.S. military said, in an incident not due to hostile fire nor friendly fire. Involved a second U.S. tanker, though. Rescue efforts continue for two other crew members aboard the KC-135 Stratotanker, U.S. Central Command stated on X this morning. Circumstances of the crash under investigation, CENTCOM said. The deaths Thursday brought the number of American troops killed amidst this Iran war to 11. All right, 11. There's been a violence uptick, I guess. Two attacks hundreds of miles apart Thursday targeted typically safe community spaces in Virginia and Michigan. A shooting at Old Dominion University left that one person dead. Well, two, actually. Two others injured, including the perpetrator, if you count the perpetrator. They don't like to count the perpetrator for some reason. What, perpetrator lives matter too, so what? I mean, they're worth mentioning. Anyway, the FBI said it was a veteran at that ROTC student subdued and killed the guy, the gunman. Gun male, not a man. And a convicted ISIS supporter who'd been let out early. Hours earlier, a man drove a vehicle into Temple Israel Synagogue in Michigan in which the FBI said was an attack targeting the Jewish community. He had a personal vendetta, perhaps, because his family members may have been killed over in Lebanon, even though he was a citizen here. So much for allegiance to America or just being a man of peace. The attacks are among several, or at least a few, acts of violence that have rattled Americans' collective consciousness in recent weeks. I heard there was a crazy stabbing, by the way, at a mall over in the boonies. Not boonies, but Riverside. Used to be boonies. Might have been like a mental health type of a thing. Might have been a random attack, though, near the food cart in Riverside, like a mall. NASA has completed a key step toward launching its Artemis 2 moon mission. 2i, Roman numeral 2. Now targeting early April to send four astronauts around the moon. Agency aiming for liftoff April 1st at 6:24 p.m. Eastern time. If it's delayed, April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, or 30th. Interesting that they're going to do it on April Fool's Day. Maybe space is fake, but I don't think so. Obviously not. Look at it. Anyway, there's a claim about housing affordability, bipartisan, meaning evil, group of senators passed some bill trying to help the situation. I don't know. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Friday. And every Friday is getting it off your chest. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is that? Why is that? How is that possible? We have every way that you can watch and support the show, listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around and do whatever it is you're doing. You can podcast the show, but you still can listen to it as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Oh, the one that you call on your phone? I had to update my computer here, so I'm off key right now. You can listen live on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is also amazing that it's Friday. Get it off your chest day. Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Welcome to the circus.
This is the moment a homemade bomb was ignited.
That's very bad.
A New York City college professor has been placed on leave after a hot mic moment during a public school meeting.
Like, if you train a black person well enough, they'll know to use the back. You don't have to tell them anymore.
Allison Friedman, what you're saying is absolutely hearable.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Was set on fire last night. And while police have one person in custody, they're looking for at least two more.
You know, people need the church.
Next week, I am asking that all church members bring a copy of your tax returns so that I can review them. I'm going to put a stop to some of y'all playing in my face during tithes and offerings on Sunday morning. Amen. It's tight, but it's right.
What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. Here's this judge, according to this report from WXYZ. Back on January 8th, 2026, a controversial Oakland County probate judge who was accused of making racist and homophobic comments will not be back on the bench. Watch this from WXYZ.
Judge Ryan has essentially been on paid leave for 15 months and once described herself in those recordings as untouchable. The Judicial Tenure Commission has been investigating this for more than a year, but they did not take action against her. Her lawyers confirming to me late today that she is retiring, and the vacancy for her position has already been posted by the governor's office for potential candidates to apply for an appointment to the bench.
I can honestly say that, okay, I'm not systemically racist, I'm a new racist.
The seven investigators were the first to reveal the recordings that Oakland County officials say prompted Judge Kathleen Ryan's removal from her docket in August of 2024.
Black, I'm so off of this Black Lives Matter, hashtag me too. All this, oh my God, I'm like, you.
On Wednesday, a judicial vacancy was posted on the state bar website saying the former Oakland County Chief Probate Pro Tem Judge was vacating her position on the bench.
Amazing. It's amazing to me that in America today, you can lose your job just like that, just because something you said. Isn't that amazing? Because somebody else was offended by it, quote unquote. Where did all this come from? My country is God. According to this report, an Oakland County probate judge administrator filed a complaint, said the judge would make racist and homophobic jokes. Watch this.
The Honorable Kathleen A. Ryan presiding.
Good morning.
Ryan was a probate judge for 13 years until the Oakland County Probate Court Administrator filed a complaint against her, alleging Ryan had been harassing him, calling him after hours for years, and making racist and other inappropriate comments.
I've never met anybody that enjoys hurting people and brags about it the way she does, or intimidating people, scaring people.
Hutton says his complaint was not acted on for months, so he then sent the recordings of his calls with Judge Ryan to state and county officials.
I just want to make it right, and I want the people in Oakland County that come to court to get a fair shake, to have their day in court, to have an unbiased trier of facts.
If you're black from any other country, you're doing way better. If you're an American black person, then you're a lazy piece of.
Judge Ryan has been paid for the last 15 months while she was out of the courthouse, and taxpayers have been footing the bill for visiting judges to handle her docket. Now her lawyers say she is retiring and leaving the bench.
Amazing. The man who went and told it, why didn't he just tell the judge, I don't want to hear it, Judge? If she were calling him, he didn't have to listen to it. Now he caused the woman to lose her job. Lewis, what a sad way to live, huh? Lewis is out of Arizona. Let's see here. Lewis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Jesse. My question is, I had a question about free will.
Are you on a speaker or something, Lewis?
No. Is it clear now? Wait, let me turn the volume up.
You're not on your head, Bluetooth or anything, right?
No.
Okay,
is
go
that
ahead.
Clear?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Fine. Yeah, go ahead now.
All right, so I just had a question about free will. Like, I hear you say there's no free will, and in a way, I get it, but I just wanted you to clarify, maybe explain that.
And what's your question about it?
You say there's no free will, and I just don't, like, I don't understand that concept in the sense that we have a free will in a way, right, where, like, I can choose God or whatever, or I can choose to drive my car off a cliff. I can choose, like, free will to go to school, not go to school. I mean,
how
I don't know what.
How can you choose God?
Well, no, I mean, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I don't know how you can choose God because God just exists. But in a way, how do you bring about salvation If you don't have a free will, then you're just subjected to anything. You can't even really be like, what part do you play in that if you don't have a free will? Or
what do you mean by how can you bring about salvation? What does that mean?
Well, if there's no free will, then you're just subjected to be enslaved in a way to do, and you can't choose anything, you know? So, I mean, I don't understand what you mean by not having a free will.
Do you believe you have a free will?
I don't understand the concept, to be honest with you. Like, I think in a way we do, but I don't think we do because I think we're subjected to forces that are beyond.
Do you have a free will?
No, in a sense that I think that I'm either subjected to do the will of God, you know, in his spirit, through love or whatever he's working through us, or the enemy's working through us. And we don't have a free will in that sense because we can't really do anything if we are kind of subjected to that principle. Like you either do his will or you do the other will. And you can't get out of that. So there's no, does that make sense?
Repeat what you said.
I don't think you have a free will in the sense that you're either subjected to do the will of the enemy or the will of the Father, or you have the nature of the enemy or you have the nature of your Father.
And so why do you have a question about free will if you can clearly see that you don't have one?
Oh, okay. So then I'm on the right track. But what about the fact that you have a choice in a sense of to like pick a blue shirt or a red shirt? That's not free will, right?
No, that's just a physical act, practical act. You like a red shirt or blue shirt, but that has nothing to do with your will.
Okay, that I get. So now I think we're on the same page with that. I just didn't like, I guess I understood it more than I thought.
Right.
Okay. So, that was my question. I mean, I just thought to call
But when you material things, we're just picking out what we like. You know, we don't live by that. We don't. It's like a practical thing. I'd rather have a black shirt rather than a red shirt or whatever. It's just a practical thing. But you don't live by that. But as far as your life is concerned, you have no control. No one has any control over that at all.
I agree with that 100%. That, like you said, there was times in my life where I started to look at it and I was like, wow, like I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I thought I was free because, you know, you're taught like, oh, if you just pray this prayer, you're free. And then you just believe enough and then you're, you know, but then you start seeing you see people around you that are still not free, but they think they're free. If that makes sense, because you're either subjected to do the will, one will or the other will, I guess you could say.
Do you see that you're not in control of your own life?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Give me an example of that. You don't have to go all personal, but give me an example that you're not in control of your own life at all.
Well, I guess I think that in the sense of like doing right or wrong, I guess I think it in that those terms, like I'm subjected to, if I'm controlled by anger and it's resident inside me and it's like, you're doing stuff that you just like, you don't have control over. Like you're like, you know, being angry, frustrated, mad at kids. And then, but the other side of it is now, when you're really walking in what's correct and right, you're kind of controlled by that. You're controlled by one thing or the other. And there's really no in between as far as I can see. That's the way I understand it.
Are you able to do right or wrong on your own?
Absolutely not. Okay. Not at all. Okay. Completely, I can't do anything at all. And I can't really make my hair grow, can't make my, you know, I mean, no, I didn't get a choice of where I'd be born or the family I'd be born into, or
well,
you know, I have no control over it.
Free will is not about the material things that you do. You either want that or you don't. but that's not what you live by. But as far as
right,
as far as
yeah,
doing right or doing wrong, you can't. You have no control over that anyway. I mean, period. And then anyone who has anger or resentment or judgment, they don't know right from wrong. They don't know what right is at all. They only know wrong. They do not know right at all.
You know, that principle I didn't understand at all because I was always taught another way. And you kind of blinded to it. And then you start seeing that and you see it in others. Even if they're nice people or I was a nice person, until I dealt with that resentment and anger, I had that wrong spirit.
Yeah.
And it was working in me whether I liked it or not. And I didn't know how to get free because they also you're also taught, everybody's maybe taught different. I was taught like, oh, you gotta believe enough, you gotta quote scriptures and like fight the devil or whatever. But really when it came down to it, once I dealt with the anger and the resentment, which is of a nature, another nature,
yeah,
the devil, I got free. And now it's just a slow process. And actually, I mean, I couldn't even tell you because you mask it and you shove it down and you're like, I'm not supposed to deal with this because I'm not supposed to be angry. So I'm going
to
overcome
phone.
It. You try to overcome it. You try to overcome it through your own will. And then you fail and fail and fail and fail until eventually something else takes over.
Yeah.
And it gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better.
It's interesting about that too, Lewis, is that the mind, you, our parents and other people teach us what right and wrong is, and, but they're teaching us wrong because the people who are teaching you what's right and what's wrong, they're teaching you a lie too, and, be, and
yeah,
because they don't know what's right and they don't know what's wrong. And but they're teaching you, then the mind takes over, and the mind create its own morals and values. And then you base
yeah,
that, what your mind is telling you, and you apply that to your life and other people's lives, and it doesn't even work because the mind don't know what's right or wrong. The thoughts don't know what morality is at all. It has its own fake, false morality. And that's what human beings use to judge themselves and others, and it's always wrong. But they think they're right because they believe you, the thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, and that's been a challenge. But also, what was really hard for me was when you're waking up to this, and then all the people around you are telling you stuff that's different. Not only that, they're challenging you all the time as if you're completely off base. Like, you know, it's like they're telling you that, but they're also reinforcing it emotionally, like, well, when you're still walking in that. So
are you getting to the point where you don't argue with anyone about anything?
Oh yeah. Like that is a beauty.
Yeah.
Coming out of that. But once you, cause when you're still controlled by your emotions,
yeah,
you're responsive. And then it's funny. They draw that out in me. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that was still there.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, now I look at it and I go laugh because I'm like, I kind of like it because they draw it out and I'm like, oh, okay. Because you think you've arrived.
Right.
You know, but it's beautiful, actually. It's a nice thing coming into it. And I'll tell you, my body was sick and I kept it inside and I shut because of it, because it was like, that resonant anger in there just caused my body to like seize up and I was in a lot of pain. But now, I mean, it's just going away slowly.
Yeah.
And that's nice. But yeah, I mean,
anger is very, very, because it's evil. Anger
yeah,
is very destructive to the entire body, to everything about the body.
Because, I can't tell you.
Because
yeah,
of anger. That's why a lot of women have so many different diseases like cancer and,
yeah,
all this other stuff, because they are so angry, it destroys every fiber in their bodies, and they don't know that that's what it is.
Yeah, and that, and I can't, I mean, I wake up every day, and it's just being, like, released, and I couldn't even, you got so used to that, that you just didn't even realize it until you walking out of it, where you're like, wow,
yeah, Yeah.
It's settling now. I mean, the hardest challenge was, I mean, I don't know. You just kind of walk out of it and it just gets better.
Yeah.
Now, well, even now, it just, yeah. Just
you
is.
Stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Amazing. I love your broadcast.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time call out of Pennsylvania. Don. Don, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Don.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I appreciate the fact that you allow people to call in who agree with you, who disagree with you. I think that's a good thing because a lot of other content creators don't. But
oh, okay.
My question to you is, I watch a lot of the media, and I see the selective morality that a lot of these different people have. Like Elon Musk, you got, I don't know who the caller was, but somebody just said something about some black maniac killing a bunch of people or running people over or something like that. But
I thought we had that story, but I don't see it in my packet here. I played that for you on Monday. We did report on it, and but I forgot about the details, and I thought they were going to give it to me, but it's not in my package.
Yeah, but regardless of if you talk about it or not at the moment, my thing is, like,
hold on a minute, I have it. I see it. Where is this from?
Jesse.
It's from People?
Jesse.
Yes. Yes, John.
I don't need for you to repeat the story right now. My thing is that Elon Musk talked...
No, hold on to that thought. Don't hang up. I just want to remind the people what you're talking about. We brought it up earlier. Somebody called in about it, and I just want to play it. This is from... Where is this from, People? I can't hear you. People Magazine. Watch this.
David and Ann, it happened near the intersection of Green Meadows Drive and Farmstead Lane on Friday before 6 p.m. That's when officials say Banks hit the family, killing a 3-year-old girl. According to court documents, Alexander Banks intentionally drove his car into the family, trying to hit the father. After crashing into a nearby yard, Banks got out of his car and started firing a shotgun. Prosecutors go on to say when Banks went to reload his gun, a 72-year-old woman ran at him, attempting to intervene. Banks hit her with a shotgun multiple times before running away. He was caught by police shortly after.
Amazing. Is there two parts of this? Is that it? That's not an A and a B? Can you come and show it to Kurt? He doesn't see it. Oh, okay. Let's have part B.
Police say during an interview, Banks told detectives he had received online threats telling him he had to kill someone to save his family. Banks said he drove around the neighborhood a couple times and saw the victims walking.
Banks' lawyer entered a not guilty plea on behalf of his client. Banks remains behind bars without bond tonight and will undergo a competency evaluation. He is expected back in court in April.
Amazing. That was about a month ago, exactly, February 13th. Don, so that's the story you're responding to, right?
Yeah. Okay. I have a story. Elon Musk.
Don, speak right into your phone.
Yeah, Elon Musk will post about that, but I have a story in Houston, Texas, about a white police officer who raped a little girl about 100 times. I have another story about a white dude who murdered.
What does that have to do with this story?
It has nothing to do with this story. I told you that I'm calling in about the selective morality in your base.
What do you mean by selective morality in the base?
Selective morality is that Elon Musk will post about this story, but not post about a cop that raped a little girl over 80 times.
Oh, so you're saying that Elon should post about other stories that white people do?
Other I'm saying that, that I noticed. I notice selective morality. A lot of people will call out crimes that black people do, but not any crimes that anybody else does.
It doesn't necessarily
have to be black people. I'm not saying that you shouldn't post about stuff that black people do. Black people do stupid stuff, post about it. But, I mean, there was a story in North Carolina where a man tried to kidnap a Ukrainian girl at gunpoint in front of her daughter. Elon Musk didn't post about that, but he posted about Irina Zarutska. There was another story in South Carolina.
Why should why should he post about that if he doesn't want to?
But why does he only want to post about crimes black people do?
No, man. Are you black?
I'm black.
Are you black? Why should he post about stories that he doesn't want to, if he doesn't want to?
Because I don't think that that's morally acceptable. Like me personally,
right.
I'll call out stuff black people do. Me and my homies talk about the dumb stuff that black people do all the time.
Right.
But we also talk about the stuff that white people do. I mean, I see stuff on the internet about people saying food stamps and welfare. It was just a story in Georgia about a white dude.
I know, but
that
what
got
I'm trying
arrested.
To understand, you right now you shouting out all this white stuff, right? You have a right to do that, and no one, you're not wrong if that's what you want to do. But what I don't quite understand you're trying to say, are you saying Elon Musk is wrong for doing that, or does he have the freedom to do that if he wants to?
No, he has the freedom to do it. It's America.
And why are you calling it something, morality or something like that you said?
Because it is selective morality. If you only care about crimes, is selective morality wrong?
Right.
Of course selective morality is wrong.
Do you know what selective morality means? No, that's what maybe I don't understand. Maybe I just don't understand what it means. I don't know what you're saying.
Selective morality means, like me personally, I don't like crime regardless of who does it. And if I had the platform that you or Elon Musk had, I'd call out all crime because, like, I know you said I'm throwing a bunch of statistics at you, but this stuff is true. Like, people talk about.
Do you think that Elon is okay with those crimes just because he doesn't post them?
No, I think that there's a reason why he does it. I think he does it so that it's like fear mongering, so people can vote for higher, like more police presence, more laws and stuff like that. I think that it's like something that these guys do for voting, for their voting base.
Why do you say that that's why Elon is doing that? He's not running for office.
Yeah, but didn't he donate millions of dollars to Donald Trump's presidency?
I don't know. I know he supported it, that's for sure. I mean,
he supported it financially.
Slow down. I'm really just trying to understand.
I'm explaining it to you.
Have you ever noticed that Donald Trump doesn't talk about black crime? Should he be talking about black crime?
He should be talking about all crime.
But he doesn't talk about black crime. Is that selective morality?
No, because I've never really heard Donald Trump calling out black crime like that, but I haven't heard him call out white crime like that.
You talked about white crime, but I've never heard him talk about black crime. And it never occurred to me that he was neither right nor wrong for doing it that way.
Yeah, but you have a base that follows you, and I'm pretty sure that if you started calling out these police officers and these judges being arrested for child porn, I'm pretty sure most of your fan base wouldn't like that because they like hearing about black people committing crime.
Why do you say that?
Because I see it online. I see it on social media. Whenever I call these people out, they either delete my comment or don't respond. I personally believe these people are evil.
Really? I had never thought about that, man. What do you think about so much black crime? Because black people are disproportionately committing crime. What do you think about that?
I think it's horrible, but white men in this country are around 29% of the population. They account for 70 to 80% of arrests and convictions for producing, distributing, and consuming child pornography. Why don't people call out white men for their crime?
So you want them to call out white crime because it makes it look funny that they only call out black crime?
No, I think that only calling out a specific group of people for committing crimes but not calling out all people for committing crimes is wrong.
Amazing. Thank you, Don. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pures.net. Back in a moment. Thank you, Don. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I'm going to move as many calls as possible and your super chat. But first, the Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. At 11 a.m., right after the Hate Report, I talked to Pastor Miguel Martinez. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you say you care about the people?
I love humanity. I love souls. They're precious in the sight of the Lord.
Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Men who worship women. Right. That is a problem.
Absolutely.
Because a woman can be an idol.
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Preach to her. I disciple her.
You like, Satan, go sit down.
I'm a Hispanic preacher, not a black preacher. I love this. Okay.
At 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv, around 12, 1230, somewhere in there. Amazing, huh? And then, don't forget, we have a brand new episode of Punchy TV up there. Check it out, Punchy TV. Right after, well, you can do that right after the American Anchor Baby. And the Anchor Baby comes on around 12, 12:15, 12:30 sometimes on Friday, right after the FallenState.tv. But check out Punchy.tv. Amazing. And Sunday morning, Fellowship for All. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 Pacific time, a.m. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. You can watch it if you can't make it in anywhere in the world. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/church. I just want to show you real fast where this preacher was yelling at the congregation about because he ain't playing around. They tried to play with him doing tithe and offering. And so he's telling them, okay, I'm tired of y'all playing around with me up here during the tithe and offering period. You got to bring in your, according to the story, you got to bring in copies of your tax return. This is from X. A pastor told the congregation to bring copies of their tax returns so he can review them, stating, I'm going to put a stop to some of y'all playing in my face during tithe and offering. Before we played where there was a pastor saying, shut the door, close the door, don't let the people out during the offering. Now they want your tax returns. Watch this from X.
Next week, I am asking that all church members bring a copy of your tax returns so that I can review them. I'm going to put a stop to some of y'all playing in my face during tithes and offerings. I on Sunday morning. Amen. It's tight, but it's right.
Amazing. They're tied up. Now, I'm gonna have my congregation bring it. Y'all bring y'all tax return Monday. I mean, Sunday. What a mess. And the people like, amen. Amen. How they saying amen? What a mess. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Happy Flat Earth Friday.
Brady, come back to your phone.
How are you doing? Can you hear me now?
I can. You're not on a Bluetooth or a speaker, right?
No, I'm on the side of the building here, but happy okay. Flat Earth Friday.
Right on.
Hey, I just wanted to respond. He had a couple callers. I mean, this last guy that you had on regarding that the white man that does not like Elon Musk and Donald Trump are not portraying the true things that the black people are doing. First off, I want to say, as a white man, I don't let Elon Musk or Donald Trump speak for the white race. Please do not equate white people with Elon Musk or any type of behavior that Elon Musk does.
I don't think that's what he meant. I didn't know what he meant about, Jay, what did he mean about morality choice or something like that?
Selective morality.
What did that mean?
He was saying you only care about black on white crime or something, and not white on child crime or something.
But what does that have to do with selective morality?
In his mind, you have to talk about everything because that's what he does, according to him.
And
if you don't, you're being selective about which you pretend like you care about.
So was he saying that was wrong for Elon to do it that way?
Yes, he has a right to do it, but he's wrong to be like that.
Why?
You have selective morality.
And so, Brady, he didn't say, Don from, I think it was New York.
I think so.
He didn't say that.
PA.
Pennsylvania. Thank you. He didn't say that white Elon was speaking for white people. He was saying that Elon was wrong for not, or was selective in what he reports.
You know, I hear you on that, but what he was, I know what he was trying to get at. He was saying Elon's not reporting white crime as much as he's reporting black crime.
But why did you think that he was saying Elon was speaking for white people?
Because he said he was going to Elon Musk and said Elon Musk was portraying the white people in a lesser extent than the black people. All I'm saying is Elon Musk does not speak for the white man.
But he didn't say that.
Put it this way. I despise Elon Musk. Let's just get on from that.
Huh?
You know,
Why do you despise Elon?
Because he is opposite of everything that I live for. He's
but
almost
he
like
you
the
right to despise him, though. Does he have a right to live the life we want to live?
He can do whatever he wants.
But
I don't
why
have
do
to
you
like
despise him?
Because I know what Elon Musk is about.
I know, but what gives you the right to despise him because he's living his life the way he's living it?
I'm not going to forgive him, Jesse. So if you're going to go there, I'm not in a very forgiving mood this Friday.
I'm trying to understand, though, what is so good about you that it gives you the right to despise your fellow human?
Jesse, there's nothing good about me. This week, I'm having a hard time finding something good about myself also.
And so what's wrong with you today? What's wrong?
Oh, man, I've had a rough couple of weeks. But, you know, I'm not here to sit and complain. But, again, you had another caller previously who called.
You had a couple rough week that made you all messed up today?
Yeah, I had a couple rough weeks, yeah. I don't really want to go there because I could probably be at the psychologist's office for 2-3 hours. I got a lot on my shoulders.
But don't be mad at Elon about it.
Oh, I'm not mad at him, but like I said, if you saw what Elon Musk dressed as the last 2 Halloween, Baphomet, and he walks around, he's got a mural implant in his brain.
Do you like Trump?
No, Trump doesn't dress as Baphomet.
What?
Elon Musk does.
Trump doesn't do what?
He dresses Baphomet all the time. Elon Musk, when he dresses up like a Nephilim.
Hold on. It may be your phone.
He's saying that Elon Musk dresses up as a devilish goat god named Baphomet, a satanic temple type of character. And he said, you asked, does he like Donald Trump? And Brady says, Trump doesn't dress like Baphomet, that evil goat god satanic symbol. But Elon does.
Do you respect Elon for how smart he is?
No, I don't respect Lucifer for how smart he was either.
How about Elon?
No, absolutely not. You can use your wits for good, and you can use your brains for good, or you can use it for evil. I don't know what he's benefiting everybody for. He got some stupid satellite out there broadcasting internet worldwide. I don't really need it. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Why do you believe the Earth is flat when there's no proof?
There is no such thing as a North or South Pole on a non-spinning flattish Earth.
But why do you believe the Earth is flat with no proof?
Because all bodies at rest lie flat. Of water. All bodies of water at rest lie flat. That's why you have lakes and oceans.
But
you don't see any curvature.
No, but there's no proof that the earth is flat. And why would you?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
There is proof. Yeah. Here's one thing. God, even back in the Bible, it talks about. Yeah, yes, I am.
So how can a Christian believe that the earth is flat?
Because I can't remember what part of the Bible it mentions GPS technology, and that's X, Y, and Z coordinates, and you couldn't have that happen, X and a Y, where you're standing. If the Earth was spinning, you wouldn't be able to pinpoint anything, like in your car when you use your GPS.
Brady, hold on.
Slow down. I think that was in the Bible.
I'm glad you're speaking too fast. Hold on.
Go ahead.
How can you be a Christian when and believe that the Earth is flat? How can you be both? How can you be a Christian and believe that the earth is flat? How can that
Jesus
be?
Was a flat earther.
Who?
Jesus Christ was a flat earther.
What?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because he was definitely not spin-tarded in thinking that the earth was spinning. I guarantee you.
But Jesus put no thought into whether the earth was flat or round. Why do you say he was a flat earther?
Because he said on the sixth day he made the earth and he put it where it is to this day.
No.
And he put in the sky.
Why do you say Jesus was a flat earther? Jesus never commented on the earth whether it being flat or round.
Because if he would have kept walking to the ends of the earth, he would have fell off if it was round.
No, I'm asking you, why do you say Jesus was a flat earther when Jesus never commented on the earth being flat or round?
I don't know, but he didn't like any of the people that were pagan gods, like when they were speaking to Ra or all that. He was against them.
Brady.
Them guys like Ra and El. Right. He didn't like them people.
All right. I got to run, Brady, because of time. I don't know what he's talking about. Dang. Help me.
I don't know if Jesus was spin-tarded or not.
What
shout
did that
out.
Mean?
Meaning that that Jesus knew that the earth was obviously spinning.
So flat earthers believe that Jesus was a flat earther?
Well, this one does, apparently.
How come flat earthers seem to believe all the wrong things? They reject anything that's right, truth that's right.
It definitely says something about them, doesn't it?
I wonder why that is. Maybe because believing the earth is flat makes you crazy all the way.
Yeah. You know how Pearl in the first hour said that there's like a low trust society. People don't give one another the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
People believe stuff without evidence. They believe that all these people associated with Epstein are pedophiles and that Epstein was one too. And there's no proof of any of that. And they believe that the earth is flat. They believe that the Jews control Trump. Or that Israel controls Trump and Bibi is controlling Trump and all kinds of crazy stuff with no evidence. It's an accuser culture and it's infecting like everybody.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I do notice, and again, I do notice that, and I talk to other flat earthers, not just here on the show, but when I'm out and about and traveling around, and I notice that they don't believe anything that's true. They only believe what's not true about anything, or God, or about the Bible, or about the earth, or about white people, black people, whatever. It looks like it's hard for them to accept any truth at all.
They don't realize that because they tend to be more on the conservative right-winger side. So they think that they're believing the truth because they tend to believe, they tend to be more Christian per capita. They tend not to be left-wing liberals per capita, so-called. And so they think that they are believing the truth.
Oh, I at one time, and I think I interviewed a flat earther once on the Fallen State.
Yeah, right? Alongside of a Christian space believer.
Oh, yep. Duh. But I do notice that, and again, I just don't know why. I may interview another flat earther that's supposed to be somebody that really know about the flat earth thing, because I like to know why they don't believe any truth about anything.
Right.
It's
right.
Easy for them to be about God and everything. It's easy for them to believe lies.
Well, you interviewed a flat earther on the radio show as well as The Fallen State.
I did.
Yeah, just the other year when Hassan was still here, I remember. He was convincing Hassan even.
That guy did.
The Jewish flat earther guy.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. Flat Earth Dave, it was.
Oh, amazing. Let me go quickly to Kevin out of New York. Kevin, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, JLP.
Hey, Kevin.
I wanted to take a shot at that biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
All right. I don't want to admit this, but I am a couch sleeper, and I do it because I will do anything not to hear my wife bitch and complain. Excuse my French.
And so your wife have made you go to the couch before?
She says I snore too much. And so, she complains constantly. So I says, I'll just sleep on the couch. And I've been doing it for like 6 months.
Really? Why don't you make her go to the couch if she can't sleep with the snore? It would be... Why don't you make her go?
Because then she's going to complain about that. But I'm sleeping on the couch and I'll do anything.
But at least you'll be on the couch complaining. You'll have to hear it.
As I'm thinking about it, I'm saying that my life would be better if I'm in the bed.
Right.
But once again, I was just conditioned, which is to feel like I do anything for my wife not to complain. My buddies do this too. It's the strangest thing.
That's amazing. And so, like, when your wife says, "Oh, you snore too much, go to the couch," there's nothing in you that says, "No, you go to the couch if you're having problems." I'm sleeping in my bed right here. You go and sleep somewhere else. There's nothing in you that would say that to her?
There wasn't yet, but there will be now. And I'm going to follow up you, Jesse, and tell you how this is going to work out.
Yeah, but don't get angry. She's going to try to make you emotional. And that way she's definitely going to make you do what she wants you to do. So don't argue with her or anything. And she's like, "You snore. I can't sleep." They say, "Okay, you go to the couch then. I'm sleeping in my bed," and see what happens.
Jesse, I'm gonna take your advice and do it, and I'm gonna follow up with you and let you know.
All right, let me know, but don't argue, don't fight with her, don't argue. You sleep in your bed.
Yeah, but JLP, one last thing. Can I just briefly go? Oh, I'm a flat earther as well. Can I just tell you why?
Well,
I'm not a flat earther, but I tell my kids, everyone, this. It's easier for me to believe we live on a flat earth than to think we're spinning over 1,000 miles
an
hour.
Hold on, your phone. Hold on. Huh?
Talk over him for a second, and I think it'll iron out his phone.
Oh, your phone is weather-like noise, so.
Maybe it's fixed by
okay,
now.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So
oh, that's
so
better.
It's easier for me to believe we're on a flat earth than to think we're spinning on this planet 1,000 miles an hour and then 67,000 miles an hour around the sun. Until I see it for myself, how can you think the earth is, we're doing that as opposed to just being on a flat surface?
And do you see for yourself that the earth is flat?
I don't, it's easier for me to believe that.
Because even though you again, have no proof that affected. It's flat, it's easier for you to believe that it's flat than round.
Yeah, I have no proof that it's round either, except for pictures.
So then why don't you leave
it? Everything.
If you don't, you have no proof that it's flat and you can't prove it's round, why not leave a blank space and don't fill it in with anything so you can know the truth?
Yeah, that. Why don't I do that?
Yes.
I will do that now, but I don't do it because, well, like I said, I believe it's easier for me to believe it's flat. That's my point. Like,
but believing is not good for you. You should not be believing anything.
I agree with you. I agree with that. You're right. I should know.
Right. So if you leave it blank, you recognize I don't know if it's flat. I don't know if it's round. So I'm just going to leave it blank. And then you leave it blank there, and it'll be shown to you if it's flat or round. But if you, like, believe it just because somebody said it with no proof, you're stuck on belief, and you're not going to be able to ever know the truth about anything.
You're right, Jesse. Thank you. That's my new stance.
All right. Right on. All right, man.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
All right. Be careful with the wife thing, though, but... let me know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. My wife is black, by the way, and I'm white.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't
know.
Tell
me about it.
I don't know if you should try that with her then. Better being white.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right.
888-77-JESSE. Super.
Super Chats.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you think that the Democrats and the Republicans don't want to give the great white hope any credit at all because he's a white man who's unapologetic and who's not afraid of the blacks?
What a mess. Thank you, Mike.
Marcus G. 59. Hey, thanks for reading my super chat from yesterday. Amazing customer service. Laughing with sweat, nervous. All love over here on this side of heaven. 100 salute.
Right on. And thank you for letting us know we missed it.
Yes, sometimes I am remiss and I like to be, I like to know.
Thank you.
Jesus, thanks as always for church.
Thank you.
Jesse W. on Cash App. What the heck? Hope you all have an amazing day.
What the? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Half Black Tony, I'm a tattoo artist. It's Friday the 13th. I'm about to go to the shop and do a lot of tattoos. Time to stay present and out of my thoughts.
Right on. Amazing. Have fun. Thank you.
I don't endorse necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
Nor oppose. Anthony L., Friday the 13th, baby Jessica ain't coming out no well.
Everybody in the well, except baby Jessica's daddy.
Gregatron, Jesse, do you need to see my W-2s? What the?
Yeah. You messing around, playing around with me with the tithe. Bring your W-2. If this story is true, it's amazing. Amazing.
Hannes, every time I hear Hake laugh in the background, I laugh. Jesse's funny too. Grinning emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, I just realized all those business ideas I've been getting are not mine. Not a single idea is mine. It's unbelievable how deep this is. All thoughts, all lies, all the time.
Stay with us. I got to stop right there.
We'll read the rest later.
Let me go to Memo, a first time caller out of California. Memo, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, nice to speak to you, Jesse.
Thank you.
You're an amazing person. I just want to start off with that.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys' input with God every time. It's very inspiring to hear. But I guess the reason I'm calling is, so for the last 4 years, I've been raising my daughter on my own. I've had full custody, full physical and legal custody of my daughter. I think I've done a decent job raising her to become a wonderful human being. And her mother has been trying to fight for custody all these years. And I see my daughter like trying to distance herself from her mother already at this age. She's
how
only,
old is she?
Eight.
Oh, okay.
And I really don't feel like I want to force her to talk to her mom, you know, because she's...
And you shouldn't. If she doesn't want to talk to her, don't let her talk to her.
And the thing is, I can't really stop it because it's all mandated by the court. And I've gone to court every year. And the person keeps breaking court orders and everything. And it makes no difference. Things stay the same. But I guess what I'm trying to ask is...
Memo, can you call me back on Monday morning with this? On Monday?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then I'll have more time to discuss this with you.
Okay, thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, call me Monday. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.
All right. Super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Someone, Jesse, I have a boss, lied to me in the past. Recently got changed from salary to hourly. I was not paid a full week of work because he approved payroll stating I did not work for 1 week. Then when he knew I did, recently approved another day without hours. This time I caught it. Should I put a formal complaint with HR?
I mean, if you know for sure you didn't get your money, absolutely. I mean, that's up to you. It's all depending if you want it or not. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone's Pastor Chatelet, caller, black caller, mommy, boy, beta, be like, the bad spaceman is bad, just like Uncle Jesse's bad, just like the orange man bad. Amazing. Big smile. Calm down, mommy. Everybody, gotta listen to you.
Everybody bad. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy. Thank you.
Sherpa Loader 5000 on DLive. Shout out to the DLive ladies, Misty, Groovy, Monkey, Cactus, Eater Bear, Army, and GW. Thank you.
Shout out. Thank you.
Joshua B. Jesse is the best. Amazing. This guy is not prepared for Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki 313. I'm not sure which one that was. Caller. Maybe flat earthers love the thrill of being confused because it gives them more things to think about. Laughing sweat emoji.
I would really like to understand, because I've noticed this, and I could be wrong too. I noticed that flat earthers cannot believe true. And I don't know, does that idea of flat earth mess with their mind or something happen? I don't know. I'll stay with it until I see for myself. Thank you.
Shout out to Triple Alerter 5000, Bill West, Games for Rec, and the rest of the DLive crew. Aries 1, all y'all. Kip Combo 1, thank you for your support.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Shout out. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I just got a text for you, Hate.
Okay.
It says, Hate need a special school to teach him how to say everybody.
Everybody.
You got E-R-R body. Everybody.
Everybody and their mama. Nice.
Oh, man, thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. Stay with it. I'll see you on Sunday. Hate coming up. Bye.
And opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson.